Before you listen to the sermon, read Ezekiel chapter 28. And the title of the sermon today is, What is the Purpose of the Devil? Yeah, today I want to talk about what its purpose is. And over the years, I've been asked this question. Why does the devil exist? God allow him to be there? Why does God allow evil in the world? Today I hope to give you some insight into why that is. Yep. Now some people will say, you shouldn't talk about the devil. Now we shouldn't focus on him and give him attention. It's better to talk about other things.
Now,
the problem I have with this is that the Bible talks about the devil. Actually quite a bit. Actually, more than we can cover in one sermon.
It's
actually God who informed us about him in his word. And he tells us some things about who he is. And why he exists. So we should be preaching the whole counsel of God, and that includes this topic as well.
Now,
and I'm not talking about the nonsense that is out there. Yeah, there's so many things. If you go on the internet, you'll find a lot of stuff that is said about the devil. But we're not about that. We're about what actually the Bible says about the devil. And we should not go beyond what the Bible simply says. We don't know. Now, before going into talking about the purpose of the devil, yeah, I want to shortly talk about him and take some false notions away. And the first false notion is that some people think that somehow the devil is an equal to God. Now they think, this is a grand battle going on in the universe. It's God against Satan. And it's this we'll see who wins kind of thing. Now we know from the Bible, but this is struggles going on. I've seen these pictures of Jesus hand wrestling with the devil. Yeah, that's not how it is.
Yeah,
there's not a question about who's going to win or.
And it's
not like that the devil could withstand Jesus or.
Yeah,
in any way. Yeah, that's just fiction. And it's not what the Bible says. Yeah, the devil is not in the same league as God. Go to Revelation 20. Revelation 20. Yeah, read verses 1 and 2. And stay there because we're going to read a couple more verses there. 1 to 3, sorry.
و دیدم فرشته ای را که از آسمان نازل می شود و کلید چاه بی انتها را دارد و زنجیری بزرگ در دست وی است و اژدها یعنی مار کهن را که ابلیس و شیطان می باشد گرفتار کرده او را تا مدت 1000 سال در بند نهاد و او را به چاهی بی انتها انداخت و در را بر او بسته مهر کرد تا امتها را دیگر گمراه نکند تا مدت 1000 سال به پایان رسد و بعد از آن می باید اندکی رهایی یابد.
Yeah, so here we have the devil being put in prison for 1,000 years. Yeah, in the bottomless pit. Which is in the heart of the earth. Yeah, and we know that hell is there. Yeah, so, of course, this is talking about the future. This is in the book of Revelation. Yeah, Satan will be bound for 1,000 years over there. And let me debunk another idea. Satan is not ruling hell.
Yeah,
he's not reigning in hell. He's not in charge of hell.
Yeah,
hell is not a place where wicked people go to party.
Yeah, together with Satan.
No, hell is a place of torment.
شیطان جهنم جای شکنجه است.
Till this day, Satan has never been there.
تا امروز شیطان تو جهنم نبوده.
But that is where he will be going
for
punishment.
اما جایی که شیطان میره برای مجازات.
But notice here who binds Satan. And just puts him there for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
it's another angel. God doesn't even deal with the problem himself. He just sends this angel.
Yeah,
from we actually know the name of this angel from Revelation 9:11.
Yeah,
it's like God telling, hey, Apollyon. Hey, go fetch Satan for me. Yeah, and keep him in hell for 1,000 years. And the result is, he just grabs Satan and binds him. And that's it.
Yeah?
This angel that God sends is clearly stronger than Satan is.
Yeah?
Now, what was Satan doing till this point?
Now,
what is Satan doing today? Now, verse 3 in Revelation 20, yeah, it says that he was deceiving the nations.
Yeah,
Satan is a great deceiver. Now, what will he do when he gets out of this after 1,000 years? Go to Revelation 20 and read verses 7 and 8.
و چون هزار سال به انجام رسد شیطان از زندان خود رهایی خواهد یافت تا بیرون رود و آمدهای را که در چهار گوشه جهان هم یعنی جوج و ماجوج را گمراه کند و ایشان را به جهت جنگ فراهم آورد که عدد ایشان چون ریگ دریاست.
Yeah, so what does he do again? He will deceive the nations. Yeah, and he will deceive them to go up in a great battle where they all will be destroyed. Now, how did Satan get out? Did he break out of there? Did he have this grand escape plan? Did he bribe Apollyon? Or had one of his minions dig in a tunnel to hell? No, he's let out by God. Yeah, because God let him out to fulfill a purpose. It's God's will that he gets released. Yeah. It's God's will that Satan is not bound today. Yeah, that he is allowed to deceive the nations. Yeah, and that's a question a lot of people have. Why lock him up for just 1,000 years?
Yeah?
Why not keep him there? Or why wait till the end times? Why just do it now? Or what about destroying having destroyed Satan before he could deceive Adam and Eve? And the answer is that even though the Satan is evil, he's wicked. He's a bad guy. Even though he has his own wicked plans and strategies,
yeah,
ultimately the devil fulfills a purpose in God's plan. Yeah, but we're going to look a little later on to that. Yeah, the first point I want to make is that the devil is not a match for God. Yeah, it just takes one angel to grab him and lock him up. Yeah, it's God who is almighty. It's God who is all-knowing. It's God who is omnipresent. The devil is none of these things.
Yeah.
The devil is an angel who has rebelled against God. And that's the next thing I want to make clear.
Yeah, the devil is
just a created being. Go to Genesis 3. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis
3:1.
Yeah, go to Revelation 12:9 for a moment. Yeah, we know that the serpent referred to here is the devil, is Satan. But I'll show you one verse where you actually have the titles or the names that the Bible gives to Satan together. Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him.
و اژدهای بزرگ انداخته شد، یعنی آن مار کهن که به ابلیس و شیطان نامیده شده است که تمام دنیا را می‌فریبد. او بر زمین انداخته شد و فرشتگانش با وی انداخته شد.
Now remember what it said in Genesis 3 verse 1. It said that God made the serpent. Yeah, the devil or Satan is a created being.
شیطان و اون مار خلق شده ی خداوند.
He's not eternal like God is.
نبوده از ازل نبوده تا به امروز.
Now you may ask, why did God make this wicked creature?
چرا آدم شیطان به این پلیدی رو آفرید؟
The answer is God did not make a wicked creature.
خداوند یه چیز پلید رو خلق نکرد.
God actually made the devil a magnificent being.
یک فرشته زیبا خلق کرد.
Yet he rebelled against God. And became this wicked.
و شد اون شیطان پلید.
Go to Ezekiel.
حزقیال.
Ezekiel 28, we read before,
and
read verses 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2 رو بخونید.
کلام خداوند بر من نازل شده گفت: ای پسر انسان، به حاکم سور بگو خداوندگار یهوه چنین می‌فرماید: از آن رو که دلت مغرور شده و می‌گویی خدا هستم و در دل دریا و سریر خدایان می‌نشینم، حالان که نه خدا بلکه انسانی، هر چند دل خیش را همچون دل خدایان می‌شمارید.
Now if you, this of course is written to the prince of Tyrus.
In برای پادشاه تیروس نوشته شده. پادشاه سور.
Yeah, but what does this remind you of if you read this?
وقتی این آیه رو میخونین به چی یادآوری میشه براتون؟
What does it remind you if you read those two verses?
دو تا آیه رو میخونین چی براتون تصور میشه؟
Somebody who's lifted up is prideful.
یه نفر مغرور.
Who says, "Hey, I'm God. I'm taking the place of God.
من جایگزین خدا. من سرزمین خدام رو صندلی خدا."
What does that remind you of?
کی اونو به شما یادآوری میکنه؟
Satan. And I will show you one verse, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4. Yeah, but I point this out because later on in the chapter, the Bible actually starts talking about Satan himself. Read first, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4.
مگذارید کسی به هیچ وجه شما را فریب دهد، زیرا که تا آن را ارتداد اول واقع نشود و آن مرد شری یعنی فرزند هلاکت ظاهر نگردد، آن روز نخواهد آمد. او که مخالفت می کند و خود را بلندتر می سازد از هر چی که خدا نامیده شود یا مورد پرستش قرار گیرد، به حدی که مثل خدا در معبد خدا نشسته خود را می نماید که خدا.
Yeah, same attitude. This is a passage about the Antichrist.
Yeah,
the Bible says his workings are after Satan.
پشت شیطان کار میکنه.
Yeah. So now if you go further in the chapter.
اگه ادامه بدیم در اون.
Yeah, here we have a piece which is spoken to the prince of Tyrus.
در مورد now, قسمتی داریم که در مورد پادشاه
read first, start reading at verse 13 and read till 14. Now you have a piece that is written to the king of Tyrus.
که برای پادشاه سیروس نوشته شده.
Wait,
شاهزاده یا پادشاه.
Wait, I think can you start one verse earlier?
What verse
13? Yeah, I think it's 12 can you start.
12 شروع کن.
Yeah, sorry, start in 12.
12 شروع کن. To where?
Till 14 till now.
تا 14.
And stay there.
12 تا 14.
ای پسر انسان بر پادشاه سور مرثیه بسرا و او را بگو خداوندگار یهوه چنین می‌فرماید: تو الگوی کمال بودی، آکنده از حکمت کامل در زیبایی، تو در عدم بودی در باغ خدا و هر گونه سنگ گرانبهایت زینت تو بود، لعل و یاقوت، زر و الماس، زبرجد و عقیق و یشم، داوود کبود و فیروزه و زمرد، نگیندانها و کندکاریات از صنعت طلا بود،
اینها همه در روز آفرینشت مهیا شده بود. Yeah, so here is a message to the king of Tyrus.
پیامی هست برای پادشاه سیروس.
Now, what is this talking about? Still talking about the physical human king?
در مورد اون
no, it's talking about an anointed cherub. Yeah, a special angel. Yeah, its beauty is being described. And note that this angel was created in verse
13.
And that he was in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, the king of the prince of Tyrus was never there, but Satan was there.
Yeah?
Read verse 15. Verse 15.
از روزی که آفریده شدی تا روزی که شرارت در تو یافت شد در طریقهایت کامل بودی.
Yeah, so God created this special angel. He created him perfect. Yeah, till he sinned against God. Yeah, and in the next verses we see. Yeah, it talks about the rebellion of Satan against God. Read verses 16 till 18.
اما از کثرت سوداگریت بطن تو از خشونت آکنده شد و گناه ورزیدی. پس تو را چون چیز نجس از کوه خدا بیرون افکندم و تو را ای کروبی سایه گستر از میان سنگهای آتشین نابود کردم. دلت از زیباییت مغرور گشت و به سبب فر و شکوهت حکمت خیش را فاسد گردانیدی. پس تو را بر زمین افکندم و در معرض تماشای پادشاهان نهادم. به واسطه کثرت گناهت و بی انصافی سوداگریت مکانهای مقدس خیش را ملوث ساختی. از آتشی از میانت بیرون آوردم که تو را سوزانید و در برابر دیدگان همه نظارگرانت تو را بر زمین خاکستر ساختم.
Yeah, this is the fall of Satan. He was lifted up.
مال شیطان بود که بالا بود.
Yeah, he was made a special angel. میخواد بر ضد خداوند حکمت. He talks about his wisdom. And he became prideful.
و بعد مغرور شد، نه؟
And he fell and being removed from his position.
زمین افتاد و از اون مکان.
Now, instead of just destroying the rebel,
به جای اینکه اون شیطان و اون کسی که قیام کرده رو نابود کنه.
God allows him to be there.
اونجا باشه.
Yeah, God allowed them, or better say, God uses the devil for a purpose today. Yeah, like we saw in the book of Revelation at the end. Yeah, go to Revelation 20 and read verse 10. And it's all the way till God finally deals with the devil and casts him in the lake of fire. Yeah, that's where we'll end up.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می کند به دریاچه آتش و فوگیت انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبان روز عذاب خواهند.
Yes, so there will be an end to
آخری خواهد وجود داشت.
To the purpose of the devil.
برای هدف
شیطان. So the devil has power.
بله شیطان قدرت داره.
But it doesn't match anywhere close to the power of God.
He's
just a created being that rebelled against God. And he will bear the consequences for the rebellion for eternity.
Yeah,
but before
مجازات خواهد شد. اما تا زمانی که وقت مجازاتش بشه.
But before he's cast in the lake of fire.
بعد از اینکه به دریاچه آتش بشه.
God uses the devil for his purposes.
از شیطان برای هدفش استفاده می‌کنه.
Even though the devil is scheming his own plans.
شیطان داره برنامه‌های خودش رو می‌ریزه.
Yeah, the devil is there for a purpose, and that's the next point. Yeah, and we already saw that God allows or uses the devil to deceive the nations.
And
God allows it for reasons I'll explain in a moment. But really, God could just wipe out the devil any moment he wants to.
Yeah, he's all powerful.
Yeah, God could easily destroy them.
God
could destroy everybody who rebels against them. Yeah, but he did not till this time because there's some purpose to fulfill. Go to 1 Corinthians.
And
I'll give you some of the purposes. 1 Corinthians 5. And read verses 1 till 5. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 1 till 5. So it gives you a feeling, yeah, what the Bible actually says about Satan and how God uses him.
خبر عام رسیده که در میان شما زنا پیدا شده است و چنان زنایی که در میان امتها هم نام برده نمی شود که شخص زن پدر خود را داشته باشد و شما فرق می کنید بلکه ماتم هم ندارید چنان که باید آن کسی که این عمل را کرد از میان شما بیرون شود زیرا که من هر چند در جسم غایبم اما در روح حاضرم و الان چون حاضر حکم کردم در حق کسی که این را چنین کرده است به نام خداوند ما عیسی مسیح هنگامی که شما با روح من با قدرت خداوند ما عیسی مسیح جمع شوید که چنین شخص به شیطان سپرده شود برای نابودی جسم تا روح در روز خداوند عیسی نجات یابد.
Yeah, so here Paul is addressing a serious situation
اینجا
in the church. And he talks about delivering something, somebody over to Satan. Yeah, this guy is doing some wicked things. He's a fornicator. And Paul basically says he needs to be dealt with for his own good.
برای خودش باید تصحیح شه وگرنه زندگیش نابوده.
Yeah, and for his own good means here for the flesh to be destroyed.
که جسمش نابود نشه.
Yeah, even though this man is apparently part of the local church somehow.
با اینکه این فرد یه جوری برنامه کلیسای محلی جزء کلیسای
محلی. Yeah, this man doesn't appear to be saved.
ولی این فرد نجات نداره.
And he needs to get woken up.
باید بیدار شه.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets saved. And
he
needs a strong message.
پیدا کنه و یه پیام بزرگ.
Now, what does it mean if we deliver somebody over to Satan?
اگر یه نفر رو به دست شیطان
بدیم
به چه معنی؟
Basically that we pray that some bad things will happen to him in the flesh.
دعا می‌کنیم که یه اتفاق بدی در جسمش بیفته.
So he wakes up.
که بیدار شه.
Stops walking in these wicked things.
که در اون کارهای پلید قدم بر نداره.
That will destroy him.
که داره نابودش می‌کنه.
Before it's too late.
قبل از اینکه دیر شه و دیگه حق انتخاب نداره.
We see that God uses Satan.
پس می‌بینید خداوند از شیطان استفاده می‌کنه. که با اینکه پلید دیه آدم پلیدیه شیطان پلیدیه
to carry some of these things out.
ولی یه سری کارها رو بکنه که
نفر given over unto Satan.
یه نفر به دست شیطان داده میشه.
Satan here fulfills a function before God.
در حقیقت شیطان یه کاری رو برای در مقابل خداوند انجام میده.
Yeah, we are to deliver certain people to Satan.
آزاد کنه یه نفر رو در دست
شیطان. Now we all know the story of Job.
میدونیم کتاب داستان ایوبو.
Yeah, Satan is involved in that too.
شیطان هم در داستان ایوب.
Again we see in purpose that God uses Satan.
دوباره یه برنامه می‌بینیم که خداوند ازش استفاده می‌کنه.
He's not a wicked man, he is actually a righteous man.
ایوب آدم پلیدی نبوده ولی آدم نیکوکار درست.
Satan is allowed to go after him.
شیطان اجازه داره دنبالش بره.
But only as far as God allows him to.
اما تا زمانی که خداوند تا جایی که خدا بهش اجازه داده.
He's only allowed to touch what he has.
هر چی که در دستش داره اموالش رو میتونه دست بزنه.
He's not allowed to touch Job himself.
اول ایوب به بدنش رو دست نداشت، حق نداشت.
Yeah, and we know that from the story that Satan takes everything.
ما میدونیم که شیطان همه چیز رو از دست ایوب میگیره.
Yeah, all his wealth, his children. Yeah, horrific events, horrific story. Yeah, then the second time.
دومین قسمت.
Yeah, Satan again comes before God. And
شیطان در مقابل خدا میاد.
Now God allows Satan to touch Job's body to make him sick.
اجازه میده بدن ایوب رو لمس کنه.
Yet he's not allowed to kill him.
اما باز اجازه نداشته بود.
Yeah, so we see Satan has certain level of power, yeah.
این شیطان یه جاهای قدرت داره.
Yet that power is limited to whatever God says Satan can do.
زمانی که اجازه داره شیطان این کارو بکنه.
Now you might say, okay, what's the purpose of making Job miserable?
هدف نابود وحشتناک کردن زندگی ایوب چی بود؟ چه فایده ای داشت که ایوب رو زجر
کشید؟
چه مرگهایی که داشت اون عزیزانی که از دست داد چه هدفی داشت؟
First of all, we're kind of all thankful that we have the book of Job in the Bible. Yeah, because we have there this great example
of
a man of God going through tribulation.
طبق سختی ها رو تحمل میکنه مصیبت ها رو تحمل میکنه چجوری در کنار خداوند.
And Job does it right.
و ایوب درست این
yeah, he's an example to follow
in this. یک نمونه است که در مورد اونها انجام بده.
Job dealt with this in a righteous way.
ایوب با یک قدم نیکوکاری اونها رو قدم برمی‌داره.
You can look at Job and say, okay,
و ایوب میتونیم
my situation is bad.
شرایطمون سخته.
But it's not that bad.
اما اون قدم سخت نیست.
Yeah. I still have my family. I still have some wealth.
I still have some health. هنوز سلامتی یه جوری دارم.
Yeah, Job was pretty affected.
کاملا همه چیز
رو از دست داد. تشویق میکنه
من شما.
For us today and for believers all over time, when you read the book of Job.
که چجوری سپاسگزار خداوند باشیم.
Okay, I'm not the only one. Others people who are worse than me.
مصیبت هایی که دارم تحمل میکنم، این سختی هایی که دارم بدتر از من اتفاق افتاده.
There's a purpose that is good here.
هدف داره این سختی ها برای زندگیمون. الکی نیست که ازش میگذریم.
Even though Satan was wicked.
با اینکه شیطان آدم بدیه.
Was involved in this.
در اینها قدم داشت.
But that's not the only purpose.
تنها هدفی نیست.
It also had a purpose for the life of Job. Go to Job 23.
ایوب هم هدف
داشت. And just read verse 10.
ایوب Job.
Job chapter 23 verse 10.
ایوب 23 آیه 10.
But he knoweth the way that I take, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
اما او راهی را که می‌روم می‌داند. و چون مرا بیازماید مانند طلا بیرون خواهم آمد.
Now this is not just Job's feeling or Job's opinion. This is the word of God.
In the end,
God says, hey, what Job has said is right.
And that is true. Yeah,
so Job goes through this tribulation having the understanding that this tribulation will make him to come out better on the other side.
Yeah?
I shall come forth as gold. Going through these horrific times. Go to John 15:2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
هر شاخه‌ای که در من که میوه نیاورد آن را بر می‌دارد و هر کدام میوه آورد آن را پاک می‌کند تا بیشتر میوه آورد.
Yeah, so God works in our lives.
خداوند در زندگی‌هامون کار می‌کند.
And God works even through tribulation, to trouble.
خداوند در سختی‌ها و مشکلاتمون کار می‌کند.
Yeah, even having Satan doing things to us.
حتی شیطان رو داریم که کارهای تو زندگی‌مون انجام می‌ده.
But will help us grow.
که کمکمون کنه.
So we bear more fruit.
که بتونیم ثمره بیشتری داشته
باشیم. So we come forth as gold.
که من و شما بتونیم مثل طلا زندگیمون پاک بشه.
Yeah, so God is allowing Satan.
اجازه میده شیطان.
Or even causing Satan to go after Job
for شیطان دنبال ایوب بره.
For his purpose.
که هدف شیطان زندگی ایوب رو بنا کنه.
And God is glorified in this as well.
خداوند جلال پیدا می‌کنه در همه اینها به خاطر اینکه قدرت خدا جلال پیدا می‌کنه.
Yeah. And so Job will come out better.
ایوب در آخرش خیلی بهتر و قوی‌تر بیرون میاد.
We have this great book in the Bible.
این کتاب بزرگ در
بیبل. It encourages us.
تشویقمون
می‌کنه. It helps us to go through difficult times.
می‌کنه که سختی‌ها رو تحمل کنیم.
And Satan was used in the process of this book. Satan was used to bring this about. Yeah, the devil has a purpose. Go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and read verse 9 to 12.
که ظهور او به عمل شیطان است با هر نوع قدرت و آیات و شگفتی های دروغی و به هر نوع فریب ناراستی برای هالکین از آنجا که محبت راستی را نپذیرفتند تا نجات یابند. و بدین جهت خدا به ایشان توهمی بزرگ میفرستد تا دروغ را باور کنند و تا محکوم شوند همه کسانی که راستی را باور نکردند بلکه در ناراستی لذت بود.
We'll come back to this passage later on again.
برمیگردیم به اون فصل.
Yeah, but this is the same passage we read before. It's a passage about the Antichrist.
در مورد ضد مسیح.
And we have the Antichrist being mentioned as somebody who's working is after Satan.
کار میکنه و پشت
شیطان. Like Satan.
مثل شیطان میمونه.
He does the things that Satan does.
ضد مسیح کارایی میکنه که شیطان میکنه.
Yeah, like deceiving.
مثل گول زدن، مثل گمراه کردن.
It's even the guy that Satan puts in place.
شیطان مسئولیتش رو
دستش میده. His power. Go to Revelation 13.
قدرت میده به اون ضد مسیح. مکاشفه
13. Revelation 13 verse 2.
آیه 2 رو بخونید.
آن وحش را دیدم مانند پلنگ بود و پاهایش مثل پای خروس و دهانش مثل دهان شیر و اژدها قوت خیش و تخت خود و اقتدار عظیمی به وی داد.
Yeah. So what is the Antichrist doing? This person that works, does the works after Satan, who eventually will be possessed by Satan himself. What does he do? He is deceiving those who are perishing. Because God just wants people to go to hell. No, they are deceived because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And it says that even God sends them a strong delusion so that they believe a lie.
تا بتونن دروغ رو قبول کنن.
So God wants these people to be deceived.
خداوند خواسته که اون آدما گول بخورن.
Yeah, so the Antichrist, even though he's in the midst of his own plan,
با اینکه وسط برنامه خودش رو داره اون ضد مسیح اون وحش,
he is actually fulfilling a purpose.
اما اون هم هدفی رو که خداوند داره انجام میده.
And here God has him deceive people who have rejected the truth.
خداوند کسایی رو که گول خوردن رو قبول میکنه.
He is like the garbage collector here.
اون کسی که آشغالا رو جمع میکنه.
Yeah, God is allowing the Antichrist to
deceive. خداوند اجازه میده اون ضد مسیح گول بزنه.
Yeah, and being deceived is not a blessing.
و گول خوردن برکت نیست, مجازاته.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. It's God's desire that people get saved.
خداوند میخواد که هممون نجات پیدا کنیم.
2 Peter 3:9. Yeah, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but in long suffering to his word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
خداوند در وعده خود تأخیر نمی نماید، چنان که بعضی تأخیر می پندارد، بلکه بر ما تحمل می نماید، چون نمی خواهد که کسی هلاک گردد، بلکه همه به توبه گرایند.
Yeah, but God uses Satan.
And
in the end times, yeah, him be embodied in the Antichrist, who is after Satan to deceive people on this earth. So they cannot get saved anymore. So that they believe that lie.
Yeah,
he sends the delusion.
اون گول خوردن ها رو میفرسته و قبول
میکنه. But these people have never a chance.
آیا اون
now they had a chance.
واقعا شانسی نداشتن.
They loved not the truth.
داشتن و
they did not believe God.
نداشتن و ایمان نداشتن.
They had pleasure in unrighteousness.
لذت بردن در اون ناپاکی از اون کارهای نجس.
Even though the devil has his master plan and
his
grand scheme.
با اینکه شیطان برنامه خودش رو داره، نقشه‌های خودش رو داره.
Grand thing he wants to carry out in the end times.
میخواد انجام بده در ایام آخر.
Yeah. In the end, it turns out he'll actually be accomplishing God's purposes.
هدفش هدف شیطان نبوده، بلکه هدف خداوند بوده.
Yeah, God is allowing Satan to do things he does to bring about his will.
خداوند انجام بده که خداوند جلال پیدا کنه و کار خداوند عظیم بشه.